الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا بشر أحدهم بما ضرب للرحمن مثلا ظل وجهه مسودا وهو كظيم، أو من ينشأ في الحلية وهو في الخصام غير مبين. وجعلوا الملائكة الذين هم عباد الرحمن إناثا أشهدوا خلقهم ستكتب شهادتهم ويسألون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we heard the 25th juz of the Holy Quran in tonight's Taraweeh. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. This verse I recited, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala talks about the time of Jahiliyyah, when a father would deem it an embarrassment, humiliation, when his wife gave birth to a daughter. So when his wife would give birth, and then he's given glad tidings that you have got a daughter, then he would become extremely angry and disappointed, because they would say that the malaika are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would regard it below the dignity to have a daughter, because they would say, we must look after her, bring her up, nurture her, she grows in our home, then she's wedded off and she goes to somebody else's family, and thereafter she's of no benefit to us. But if we had a son, son will grow up and he'll assist the father in the business and other work, he'll be an asset. In the 14th para, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدَّ وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. He becomes angry, disappointed. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُؤِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. Because of this news of a daughter, it causes him such embarrassment that he hides from the community and the people. Doesn't come out for a few days, goes away. How is he going to face the people? أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونَ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التَّرَابِ. He's got a choice. Either he will keep this daughter as his child and face the embarrassment and humiliation from the public, and everybody will scoff at him and they will laugh at him, you got a daughter. Either he endures this embarrassment and humiliation and keeps this child, or يَدُسُّهُ فِي التَّرَابِ, bury this child in the sand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his habit, after Fajr Salat, various narrations have been mentioned. Sometime after Fajr Salat, he would ask the Sahaba, anybody saw any dream? Somebody would relate a dream, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give some interpretation. There are riwayat also, after Fajr Salat, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hear some couplets, some poetry from Sahaba as well. And there are other narrations where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba would discuss about the time of Jahiliyyah. Sometimes the Sahaba would relate their events and incidents and realize how foolish they were at that time and all the silly things they did, and they would laugh, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also smile. But there was one particular occasion when a Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he is trembling. Ya Rasulullah, I did such a terrible thing. I'm so afraid to even mention to you. Nabi Akram, sometimes, no, tell me, what is it? He says, I can't. It's too bad. He says, no, tell me, what is it? He says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before accepting Islam, before embracing Islam, in the time of ignorance, my wife fell pregnant. We were looking forward to this child. It's going to be a son. And we had our plans. But unfortunately, she gave birth to a daughter.
And he says, the moment this child is born, I was so embarrassed, humiliated. But at that time, I had to leave on a journey. So for those few days or months or weeks, it was okay. Because I was gone, I didn't have to face society. But when I came back, then I realized that now I have to bury this daughter or keep her and endure all the taunting from the people. He says, it was so difficult to bury her because she was such a beautiful daughter. And he says, as time goes by, she still lives with me. And then I realize, no, I have to get rid of this child. And so I just make up a plan and I tell her, that, listen, my little one, we're going out today into the forest and we're going for a nice stroll and walk. So the little innocent child accompanies her father. And out they go into the forest where nobody else is there. And she says, I begin to dig a hole. And this little child of mine is standing there watching, not knowing that this is going to be her qabr. And after some time, I grab her and I push her into this hole. And I throw the sand over her face. And I can see her crying face looking at me until I could not hear her sound anymore. Rasulullah Sam cried. He became upset. He turned away. Of course, Sahaba or any person after accepting Islam, Allah Ta'ala forgave all their past sins. But this is what, so the Sahabi was forgiven. But this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in these verses, one in the 14th para and what we heard tonight in the 25th juz, where they should feel it below their dignity to have a daughter. And therefore in Islam, in Sharia, when a person has a daughter, then it is a great blessing. It's no embarrassment or humiliation. There are riwayats, if a person has three daughters, one narration, two daughters. And one narration, even one daughter only. And he looks after these daughters of his. فَأَدَّبَهُنَّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبَهُنَّ وَعَلَّمَهُنَّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمَهُنَّ. He teaches them deen, teaches them manners. He makes the tarbiyat properly. Father looks after his daughters. Grows them up into good human beings, good believers. They have a strong iman. The tarbiyat is made, and for such a father, he gets Jannah. And there are books written, and so many narrations regarding when a person has a daughter, how much of blessings a person gets. It's not that now you're going to look after her, and then after that she goes to somebody else's home, and now she's no benefit for you, no. And therefore, in tonight's Tarawih, we heard another verse, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. First Allah Ta'ala talks about, he brings as an introduction, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The entire sovereignty of the skies and the earth, the kingdom belongs to Allah. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatsoever He wishes. And first Allah talks about, He gifts. Wahaba yahabu means in Arabic to give as a gift, a present. So Allah has given us these children as gifts. Allah says, Allah gives, Allah bestows to whomsoever He wishes a daughter. Daughter has been mentioned first. Why? Because as I mentioned that time, if they had a daughter, they would look down upon it. Ya Allah is bringing mentioning a daughter first before the son to show the position of a daughter in Islam. You show the position of a woman in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala, if He wishes, He gives somebody a daughter. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. And some people, they get sons. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانُ وَإِنَاثًا. And some people get sons and daughters. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And Allah, if He wishes to make some people barren and they are unable to have any children, then He does so. All this is through the Qudrat and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something that has to do with anything scientific, or there's a problem with the woman and that's why she can't give birth. No, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes the woman is absolutely healthy, there's nothing wrong with her. Every test she underwent, perfectly. 100%. Husband also goes through tests. Everything is perfect with them. There's nothing wrong. But still Allah Ta'ala, out of His wisdom, He does not grant them any children. And of course, many women, they become depressed. And so many write, please make dua that Allah Ta'ala bestows a child to me. Of course we make dua, Allah Ta'ala bless all those parents who don't have a children, who don't have any children. May Allah Ta'ala bestow them with children. May Allah Ta'ala make those children the coolness of their eyes. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has got wisdom, hikmat. You see, Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam had only daughters, no sons. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثَ وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. And some have sons only. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had no daughters. He had sons. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانَ وَإِنَاثَ. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he had four daughters and two sons. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam had no children. So Allah Ta'ala, who He wishes to give His daughter, He'll give them a daughter. He wishes to give somebody a son or sons, or sometimes daughters and sons, or sometimes He does not give them any children. This is totally His wisdom, His knowledge, His power, His doing. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Verily Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is all-knowing and all-powerful. If Allah wishes, He has this, the power to give any person. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how is he born? Without a father. No father. And he comes into this world. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, no parents. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qudrat. Sometimes, not always this is the case, but sometimes Allah ta'ala knows it. Perhaps if this person is given a child, then this child can become a means of him moving away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, to save him from that, Allah Ta'ala doesn't give him a child. Allah Ta'ala's wisdom we cannot understand. Why He doesn't give somebody a child? That is His understanding, His wisdom. For us, we have to be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called rida bil qada. Whatever Allah has decided. Of course, we have the means, we try. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people, after they married, years go by. And they try everything possible. And nothing happens, no children. And suddenly after many years, suddenly they are bestowed with a child. And so many of friends even who I know, had no children. The moment they took care of another child, they adopted a child, a yatim. They took care of a yatim. Immediately after that, they have their own children. So many people I know personally. Because they showed love and rahmat to some creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A yatim child. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana wa kafiru yatim kahatain. Person who looks after yatim. And I, on the day of Qiyamah, this guardian of the yatim, and I, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we'll be like this on the day of Qiyamah. So close. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give any parent a child, then they have to accept this decision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was one important verse that we came across to in tonight's Tarawih. And another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُمْ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. The word يَعْشُ in Arabic, it actually refers to that person who has got a disease in his eye, and because of this disease he's unable to see clearly, so he's like blind. So the meaning of this verse is that person who is blind from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he becomes obstinate. He becomes so stubborn that he refuses, becomes blind. He refuses to accept the truth, to see the truth, to listen to the truth. Deen is being preached to him, explained to him clearly, and still he turns a complete blind eye. He is stubborn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for such a person, we depute a shaitan for him. نُقَيِّدْ لَهُمْ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. We depute a shaitan for him. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. This shaitan becomes his companion. In dunya also, this shaitan will become his friend, his qareen, his companion. And this shaitan will stop him from good things. The shaitan will keep him away from dhikrullah, will keep him away from salat, from zakat, from hajj, from all ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the month of Ramadan also, he won't even be fasting. So this shaitan, the specific shaitan, who has become his companion, will stop him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. And this person will think that he is on the right path. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They will be very happy and content with their way of life. They will be actually imitating and aping the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their dressing, in their conduct, their homes, the manner in which they eat. They won't care about halal, haram, the source of my income, the food, is it halal, is it haram? It means nothing to them. Why? All this, because there's another verse in tonight's Tarawih, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَى سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَى بَصَرِي غِشَاوَةِ فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when that person has taken his whims, his fancies, his desires, his egos, his passions as his deity, in other words, he now worships his egos. What do you mean by worship his egos? He obeys the dictates of his desires. Whatever his desires command him, immediately he's like a slave and he brings that command into action. Not the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this happens, the person becomes what you call azad. Azad means free. Hur. He does as he pleases. So when this happens, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no effect. Because Allah says, despite it, sometimes this person may have got knowledge also. He knows that this is wrong, this is right. But because he stoops into such an ebb, where he has become a slave of his passions and desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals his sight and his hearing, and Allah places a cover on his heart. Now haqq cannot penetrate. Because he's become a slave of his egos, his whims and fancies. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah has written a masterpiece and he's expounded on this whole concept of how a person becomes a slave of his nafs. And what happens to his spiritual self and how far away he goes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His spiritual heart, actually it becomes inverted. There's a dua of Rasulullah s.a.w. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna attiba'ah. Allah show us truth to be truth and give us tawfiq of following the truth. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba, and show us batil, falsehood to be falsehood, and protect us from following it. But when a person's spiritual heart is inverted, he'll see truth to be false and false to be true. Allah Ta'ala save us. Let us just check our own selves. We must not be following this way. Whatever our nafs wants, anything we desire, we don't check. Shariat allows it, does not allow it. We turn a blind eye, we ignore. And that's all for the pious people. What these Mawlanas are saying, it's not for us. We eat as we wish. We don't even bother about whether the food that we're eating is and consuming is halal or haram. So what happens? The whole thing comes into our system. And the amal that will be produced will be bad. We speak whatever we wish. We don't even think what we are saying. Is it something that's going to turn tantamount to disbelief and kufr? Something that's going to be a mockery of deen and shariat? Or just to make people laugh, you will just blurt it out and carry on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very upset and angry. Allah gives us respite and chances. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nazi'at, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. That person who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He realizes that dunya is coming to an end and I'm just going through this test, but ultimately I have to stand before my Allah and everything is in front of Allah and I have to speak and answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my actions. If you give an account, there will be a reckoning. So he fears that. When he fears that, he will restrain his hawa, his desires, his worms, his fancies. Two words. One is hawa. We're not talking about any woman. That's hawa with the big ha. We change everything. It becomes Suleiman and Muhammad, Ibrahim. You're supposed to say the proper way. Ibrahim, Muhammad. It's hawa. We just say hawa. Hawa actually means this woman's fancies, desires. That is hawa. And the other one is huda. Huda is opposite, guidance. So the person chooses to follow his hawa instead of following huda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person who restrains his self, his whims, his fancies, he fears standing before Allah, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then Jannah will be his abode. But that person, فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى, he transgresses the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't care what Allah ta'ala and what Rasulullah has mentioned. He makes fanciful interpretations and justifications and he does as he wishes. And he gives preference to this worldly life over the akhirah. Then Allah says, his abode is Jahannam. Allah ta'ala save us. So that person who is blind to the remembrance of Allah, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, we depute a shaitan for him. In the 24th Bora, وَقَيَّضْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَاءَ فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمُ مَا خَلْفَهُمْ. The actions that these people do, what they have done, and what they are doing, is decorated. It seems to them, hey, we're doing wonderful, and we're very good human beings. And this is our one, how a person should live in this century. And this is the Islam we should be following. Not the Islam which is in Quran and Hadith. Not the Islam which is in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so a person goes away, far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He legalizes interest, riba, he'll make it halal. Haram food he makes halal. Gambling he makes halal. Consuming of wine and alcohol as a sign of Qiyamah. Just the name will change. All these are things for us to worry about. In one hadith comes in Tirmidhi Sharif, three things are munjiyat that will save you in the akhirat and three things will destroy you. It's a lengthy hadith now. I'll just give this one point. The one that will destroy you, one of those things, three things that have been mentioned, hawan muttaba. That desires which are followed. There's no thought given. Am I doing the right thing? I'm just following my desires, whatever my desires demand, I'm just following it. Therefore, the month of Ramadan again. What are we doing? Curbing our desires. We're cutting off our desires. The desire and temptation is there. But we say no. You're all alone in the room. And nobody else is there. You've got a glass of juice. It's hot. Just one sip. No, no, no. I'm fasting. Allah Ta'ala has prohibited it. So you are restraining yourself. You've got every opportunity to be alone with a woman or to talk to her. You realize, I'm fasting. I don't want to spoil my fast. Allah Ta'ala will become angry. My roza will be tainted. You've got all the opportunity to make ghibat and gossip. And you say, no, I don't want to spoil my roza. So what we are doing, we are curbing our tendencies, our temptations. We are putting a stop to it, a break to it. So this is the whole object of Ramadan and purpose of taqwa, that a person does not become a slave to his nafs, but he becomes a slave unto Allah. He becomes an abd, a servant, a loyal servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these shayateen, they decorate and beautify the amal, the deeds of the person. His past, you did wonderful, and now you're doing wonderful. My respected brothers and elders, two things lead to a person's destruction. Love for wealth and love for fame. In tonight's Taraweeh also, story of Fir'aun was given again. And quite detail of how he was destroyed. And Allah makes specific mention. Because of his love for power, fame. Ana. I, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Ma'alimtu lakum min ilahin ghairi. All this kingdom you see of Egypt belongs to me. It's under my feet. It belongs to me. أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِي الْأَنْهَارِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ Am I not better than this person? Who can hardly even speak properly, referring to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He had a speech problem. He should stammer. Firaun said, am I not better than him? Love for wealth, fame, arrogance, pride led to his destruction. Allah says, كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعِ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٌ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ He left all the pleasures he was enjoying. All his palaces, all his treasures, every single thing he leaves behind. And as he's drowning, now, آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّي هَارُونَ مُوسَى Too late. فَمَا بَكَتْ This is what Allah Ta'ala mentions it. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ The skies and the earth did not cry for him. He and his people, when they drowned, the skies and the earth did not cry. Riwayat of Tirmidhi. It is mentioned, a mu'min, a believer, has two doors in the heavens. Two doors. One door, through one door, his a'mal, his deeds, ascend and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the other door, his rizq, his sustenance comes down. When this believer passes on, he dies, then these doors are closed, and both these doors now cry for him. Both these doors cry for the believer. But Fir'aun, nobody cried for him. Everybody becomes happy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a janazah being passed, he said, Al-Mustarih, أو مستراح من. Either this janaza, this deceased person, he's got rahat and comfort, or others have got comfort from him. Sahaba asked, what do you mean, Ya Rasulullah? He said, if he was a good person, a believer, and he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will get rahat and comfort and peace from the toils and fatigue of this dunya. The miseries and calamities and hardships and pain and suffering of the dunya is all over for him. Now he's enjoying in the akhirat. But if he's a bad person, fajir, an evil person, then the trees and the animals and human being, they get rahat from him. What do we say? Good riddance. Good is gone. We're happy he's finished. It should not be like that. When we leave this world, people may say, what a good person he was. The doors... In the heaven, the two doors which I spoke about, they must cry on our demise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to follow huda and not hawa. May Allah ta'ala protect us, guide us, and help us. These last few days we've got to make us realize that we've got to change our lives and turn to Allah and turn to Allah and turn to Allah. And if you slip, tawbah, istighfar, back on track, and we continue. All the days we're mentioning the same thing. In all these ayat, they point out to that one object, and what is that? To become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The friends of this world, they will be of benefit, maybe for you, to you in this world. Al-akhillau ba'duhum yawm idhin li-ba'din adun illa al-muttaqeen. On the day of qiyamah, your friends, who are your friends in this world, will be your adu, your enemy. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ Beside the righteous ones. Because the righteous ones will وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ They will always encourage you towards good. They will encourage you towards good deeds. Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the other friend, he's only after your dunya. He's only after your dunya. You don't have dunya, he's also gone. As long as you got name and fame, then everybody is your friend. When you don't have that, everybody leaves you away. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat and even night, but of course, even odd, it's the last 10 nights, ibadat we still have to make. As Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah used to always say, we are so weak, Allah ta'ala knows our weakness, so He gives us a break, like odd night, even odd. Of course, we have to search for Laylatul Qadr, if Allah wishes, it can be an even night also. But Rasulullah mentioned in the hadith, so many ahadith, taharru Laylatul Qadr, look for Laylatul Qadr, and most of the riwayats point out to be an odd night. And therefore, on odd night, we go a little bit extra. But still, we should read our tahajjud salat, qiyamul layl, tilawah, dhikr, especially those in i'tikaf. Doesn't mean now you just go and snooze and wake up steady time. Try and adjust our time. If you have a break, have something to eat. But again, engage in salat, whether you're reading outside or in your i'tikaf ka. But turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And cry and make tawbah istighfar. And of course, we've still got time to finish another whole khatam. Especially those who fast. If you read another 6 paras a day, or 5 paras, if you've got another 6 days, inshallah, another whole khatam you can finish. And 5 paras won't take you long. Especially those who fast, young boys who are sitting for i'tikaf, you can finish another whole khatam, inshallah. And those whom Allah Ta'ala give more tawfiq, there are people who finish one Quran a day. I wish I was amongst them. As Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi used to finish 40 paras a day. One whole Quran khatam plus another 10 paras. Not when he was young, even when he was old, making i'tikaf. His whole time was only spent with Quran. And even in his nafil also, reciting Quran Sharif, reciting Quran all the time. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi, 60 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. 60 Quran. Okay, we can't do 60 Qurans. Even if you do one Quran Sharif properly, inshallah, then there is also ghanimat. But it doesn't mean Ramadan finishes, Quran khatam, and then we wait for next Ramadan. No. We must start our khatam, inshallah. If you finish your khatam, and you start your new khatam, and you can't finish it by the time Eid comes, there's no problem. You carry on, inshallah. Allah has infinite mercy, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the blessings of Ramadan, inshallah. Allah ta'ala knows best. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us يا الله don't make us become blind towards your dhikr my Allah يا الله don't depute a shaitan for us my Allah And don't let him mislead us, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep angels around us, my Allah. Make angels strong our gatherings, my Allah. Make us become amongst us nek and salih people, my Allah. The righteous and the pious ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. We confess our weakness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we would love to be having all the good qualities that you mentioned in the Quran and Majid, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to follow huda, guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become slaves of hawa. Don't make us become slaves of our whims and fancies and carnal desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be true abs, Ya Allah. Ibadur Rahman in the true sense of the word, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to, Ya Allah, become yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Become our friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want you to become our friend, my Allah. Make us your friend, my Allah. Fill our heart with your love, my Allah. Fill our heart with your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are slowly realizing, my Allah, that we are not going to live in this world forever. And one day we have to leave this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we have to prepare for the Akhirat, that beautiful Jannah that you have prepared, my Allah. We have heard so many lessons of those who are arrogant and proud in this world, my Allah. Help us to take heed to these lessons, my Allah. Help us to understand the Qur'an Majid, my Allah. Help us to understand your message, my Allah. What you are calling out towards, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to become, Ya Allah, al-mu'minun. Ya Allah, good believers, with a strong iman, doing good deeds. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become such slaves of our desires, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those people whom you have mentioned in the Quran, that they have taken their whims and fancies and their desires to become their deity. Ya Allah, there is no other deity besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, you have got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife or you've got no children, my Allah. The mushrikeen would say that the angels are your daughters, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will take them to task on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran that whatever the blasphemous statement they have made, it is written, it is recorded, and you will question them on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we are saying, my Allah, that you are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's nobody equal to you, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. You are one, my Allah. We believe in your tawheed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we believe in your oneness, my Allah. We believe everything is in your control, my Allah. Life is in your control. Mouth is in your control. You are the creator of dunya. You are the creator of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are hayy and qayyum, my Allah. You always existed, my Allah. You are all existing, my Allah. You are self-sufficient, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are self-subsisting, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will always remain, my Allah. You are eternal, my Allah. You are baqi, my Allah. Your treasures never become depleted, my Allah. Your treasures never become exhausted, my Allah. What we have will come to an end, my Allah. Dunya will come to an end, my Allah. Ya Allah, akhirat is everlasting, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have created us for akhirat, my Allah. Help us to realize that, my Allah. Help us to prepare for that akhirat, my Allah. Far too long we have wasted our lives in chasing after dunya, in hankering after dunya. Ya Allah, we are caught with the embellishments of this world, my Allah. With the gold and silver of this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, with all the haram pleasures of this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got hardly any time for your ibadat, my Allah. We don't make your ibadat correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the nifaq from our hearts, my Allah. Remove the hypocrisy from our hearts, my Allah. Protect us from kufr and shirk and nifaq, my Allah. Protect us from innovations, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us be hadin, mahdiyin, my Allah. Don't make us be dhalin, mudilin, my Allah. Don't make us be astray and lead others astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us keys towards good, my Allah. Make us locks unto evil, my Allah. Don't make us keys to evil and locks to good, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wrongs we have said and done, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is past, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are showing remorse, my Allah. We feel ashamed of saying those things, my Allah, and doing those things, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Perhaps it was overseas, my Allah, in some hotel, my Allah, or traveling with some companion, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lied to our wives and children, my Allah, and we thought nobody knew, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching, my Allah. Ya Allah, in schools, my Allah, in varsities, in colleges, my Allah, in madrasas, or wherever we were, my Allah, whatever sins we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching, my Allah. You are watching, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not embarrass and humiliate us, my Allah. You are ghafar al-dhunub. You are satar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya ghafir al-dhamb, qabil al-tawb, shadid al-iqab, dhat-tawl. La ilaha illa anta. La ilaha illa Allah al-halim al-kareem. Subhanallah rabbil arsh al-azim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Nas'aluka mujibat rahmatik. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا رب المستضعفين اللهم إنا عبيدك بنو عبيدك بنو إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته في كتاب أو علمته أحد من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار يا الله protect us from عذاب القبر عذاب of جهنم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وذرياتنا من النار يا الله save the entire أمة of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم from the عذاب of قبر عذاب of جهنم يا الله make us realize that جهنم is not a plaything يا الله help us protect us my Allah take us straight into جنت my Allah يا الله direct into جنت my Allah That sahabi was so lucky, my Allah. Those 70,000 people whom Rasulullah mentioned will enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. They are so fortunate, my Allah. Allah, we are drenched in sins, my Allah. From head to toe, we are covered with gunas, my Allah. With our eyes, we commit haram. With our tongue, we commit haram. Our ears, haram. Allah, our hands, haram. Our private parts, haram. Allah, with our heart, haram. With our thoughts, only haram, my Allah. We consume haram. We speak anything, my Allah. We just do anything that our whims and fancies command us, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring us to sirat mustaqim, my Allah. This Ramadan, make it the best Ramadan of our lives, my Allah. Make it be a turning point in our lives, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Like how a parent, my Allah, has mercy on his little one, my Allah. The little child is learning how to walk, my Allah. It takes a few steps, my Allah. But before he can fall and get hurt, the parents come running forward and save the child from falling. And they grab the child, they caress the child, they kiss the child, they cuddle the child. My Allah, your mercy is far beyond, far more greater than the mercy of any person who shows mercy. You are Arhamur Rahimeen. Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Allah, nothing can make you ajiz, my Allah. Nothing can make you hopeless and helpless, my Allah. Because you are most powerful, my Allah. You just say, kun fayakun. You don't even have to say kun, and it will become, my Allah. Ya Allah, at this very moment, my Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, my Allah. We don't have the right words to express, my Allah. You know what's in our hearts, my Allah. They are elderly people here, my Allah. They are ulama and rufaz here, my Allah. They are young ones, my Allah. Masoom children sitting here, my Allah. The people in i'tikaf here, my Allah. People who want to make your ibadat, my Allah. People who are seeking you, my Allah. Mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. There's somebody who's sincere, my Allah. They want to change their lives, my Allah. They don't want to commit zina, my Allah. They don't want to gamble anymore, my Allah. They don't want to consume haram, my Allah. They don't want to take any interest anymore, my Allah. They want to become pious, my Allah. They want to become Allah wala. They want to become your awliya, my Allah. They want a clean heart. They want a pious heart. They want a qalbi salim. A qalbu naqiyu taqi. La ghilla fi. Wala hasada. Ya Allah, they don't want any jealousy and pride and malice in their heart. They don't want to be like Firaun and Qarun and Naaman. Ya Allah, they realize that loftiness belongs only to you. Ya Allah, you have mentioned walahu al-kibriya'u fi samawati wal-ard. وهو العزيز الحكيم لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء. Allah, you create what you wish, my Allah. You are khaliq, my Allah. We are makhluq, my Allah. We are your ibad, my Allah. You are al-ma'bud al-haqiqi, my Allah. You are al-mun'im al-haqiqi, my Allah. You are the bestower of favors, my Allah. You have given us plentiful, my Allah. You have given us so much, my Allah. And you continue to give us so much, my Allah. Despite us not being worthy recipients, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have cried out to us, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Oh man, what has deluded you from your Rabb who is so generous? Ya Allah, you give us so much, my Allah. We can't even enumerate those bounties. My Allah, we still disobey you, my Allah. You give us water, my Allah. You give us food, my Allah. You have given us shelter, my Allah. You have given us comfortable homes, my Allah. You have given us beautiful masajid, my Allah. You have given us ulama, my Allah. You have given us deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we are trampling on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Still we are discarding your Quran, my Allah. And Shariat, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making sincere tawbah, my Allah. We will never go back to the sins again, my Allah. My Allah, we need courage, ya Allah. Ya Allah, from you to give us the courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the source of all power and qudrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, ourselves, we are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan will go, my Allah. And we know we will go back to those weaknesses, my Allah. Except illa ma rahima rabbi, my Allah. Except if you shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. How nice we feel in your masjid, my Allah. How serene we feel and tranquil. Ya Allah, we feel tranquility, my Allah. We wish we could remain like this, my Allah. And our mouth comes in this condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mouth in the condition that you are pleased with us, my Allah. Whilst making sajda to you, my Allah. That you believe in the Qadr night, my Allah. And And you must have forgiven our sins completely, my Allah. And when we are completely forgiven, my Allah, give us tawfiq of doing a good amal, my Allah. A good amal, my Allah. That you are pleased with, my Allah. And then take our ruh, my Allah. Allah, make our ruh come to you, ya Allah. In a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want your ridwan, my Allah. Wa ridwanu min Allah. Ya Allah, we want your ridwan. That is akbar. That is true success, my Allah. Success of dunya is not wealth, my Allah. Not fame, my Allah. Success of akhirat is not wealth and fame. Ya Allah, success of dunya, qabr and akhirat is only in obeying you and Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us ikhlas and sincerity, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters, our mothers, our daughters, my Allah. Our sons, our youth, my Allah. Our friends, our elders, my Allah. Our students, our ulama, our mashayikh, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide every one of us, my Allah. Fulfill our jais needs, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs. Ya Qadi al-Hajat. Ya Dafi al-Baliyat. Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, you remove our difficulties, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All those who have passed on, Allah marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant their family sabr jameel, my Allah. See us in so many homes this Eid, my Allah. Those little children will have no mother, or either no father, or no parents. Somebody passed away in an accident, or somebody passed away in the hospital, my Allah. So many people will have no parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, they had elderly parents they should look after, my Allah. But now that elderly mother is no longer with them, my Allah. Oh, they had a wife and she has passed away. Or the wife had a husband and he's gone, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us a good mawt. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi. The intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the Hawd al-Kuthr water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. These last few days and nights of Ramadan, help us to value every second, my Allah. Let us not waste it in idle pursuit and gossip, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to spend it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to kamzor hai. We are weak. We fall off to sleep, my Allah. And we have to eat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't stand up for long, long rakats the whole night, my Allah. Our Nabi Islam could stand up for so long. Your pious friends have stood up for so long, my Allah. Ya Allah, but accept our tooti-pooti ibadat, my Allah. Accept our weak and feeble efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we are so weak, my Allah. Even though we are not sincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it still, my Allah. Change our bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. You alone know best when it is, my Allah. The khair of and barakat of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. The maghfirat, my Allah. And all the blessings, my Allah, grant it to each and every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq be easy for us, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.